Part 11, Chapter 9. Turl waited, trying to be casual, in front of the U.S. Mint. It was 2 hours after sunset on day 89. It was good and dark. There would be no moon these next 3 nights. The weather on this cursed planet was on the edge of spring. There had already been a warm day or two. All the snow was gone. It was reasonably warm tonight, and he had been prepared to wait. Animals were pretty stupid about time. He was leaning against a flatbed truck he had driven in from the base. It was a shabby relic, not even on the inventory. It wouldn't be missed. He had prepared it carefully. But right on time, there were the animals. With only a pinpoint of light pointed at the ground, their vehicle rolled up and stopped a few feet from Turl. It was heavily laden. So they had kept their part of the bargain after all. Yes, animals certainly were stupid. There were 3 man-things in the cab, but Turl couldn't restrain his eagerness. He walked over to the flatbed and began to poke talons and a light into the sacks. Wire gold. Unrefined, unmelted, a bit of the white quartz clinging. No, here were some melted chunks. He remembered himself and stood back and played a radiation detector on the sacks. Clean. He estimated the load by a practiced glance at the pistons that supported the body over the driving mechanism. Allowing for the slight weight of the man-things, maybe 400 pounds, and for the debris, he must have about 1,900 pounds here. Recent trade papers told him that gold in its scarcity at home had soared to 8,321 galactic credits an ounce. This load was worth about, he was very good at figures in his head, about 189,718,800 credits. Several dozen fortunes. Wealth and power. He felt very expansive. The animals hadn't gotten out of the cab. Turl went to the side of it and flashed a subdued light into it. These fellows all had black beards. Actually, it was Dunaldine, Dwight, and another Scott. Turl went through a pantomime, seeking to ask where the animal Johnny was. The pantomime might or might not have been comprehensible, but Dwight, who spoke Cyclo, knew exactly what was meant. Purposely speaking in broken Cyclo, Dwight said,
"Johnny not can come. Him have accident. Him hurt foot. He say we come. Much apology."
Turl was a bit taken aback by the information. It upset his planning. But yes, in the recon drone pictures this afternoon, he had noticed an overturned blade scraper at the site and had seen no sign of the blonde-bearded Johnny, who for months had always been visible. Well, no matter. It didn't upset much. It just delayed getting rid of the females. A hurt foot wouldn't stop that animal's psychic powers if he touched the females ahead of time. And if aroused, they could cause mischief. No mischief that he, Turl, couldn't handle.